Boosie Mabuso joins us now. It's been a while since we spoke to Boosie, Chief Executive at Business Leadership South Africa. And I mentioned last night that I really do enjoy her weekly updates. And I'm getting a far more positive tone from those weekly updates than I was getting 6, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 months ago. Boosie Mabuso making the point this week that the prospect of a serious fiscal crisis in South Africa has diminished. Thanks, partly to the boom in commodity prices and the higher tax collections that have happened. But we're far out of the woods. Boosie Mabuso, CEO at Business Leadership South Africa. And it feels like we've been given a bit of a pass, Boosie. It's not a pass that we should squander. We are so deep in trouble, but less deep, perhaps, than we were 12, 18 months ago.
Bruce, good evening, and good evening to your listeners. And that is precisely the message that we're trying to drive. Bruce, we are concerned as business about the mounting pressure on National Treasury to open the taps, particularly on welfare spending. You know, we are very pleased, and we are actually, it boosts confidence that National Treasury is really keeping to its word. You know, and you're sitting in a situation where business is starting to regain trust. I mean, at some point, Bruce, you're sitting with business confidence of 5%. You know, I think at the moment we're sitting somewhere, you know, around 40%. You know, and I think what National Treasury has done, you know, from Tito Mboweni's days has actually been very critical. You know, that of keeping to its word, you know, of ensuring that we actually keep our fiscal spending very tight. No matter how much we would like to, Bruce, South Africa cannot be a welfare state. Even if we wished to, we cannot afford to. You know, so the imposition of the wage restraints on civil service, you know, are actually necessary. You know, and National Treasury is just going to have to ensure that they keep on, you know, doing that. You know, the reality, Bruce, is that boardrooms across the country are concerned about fiscal sustainability. Investment is difficult without confidence that government will continue to have access to a well-functioning bond market with reasonable costs of debt. So lenders are obviously concerned about South Africa's ability to service debt while revenue is shrinking. And a fiscal crisis, you know, that leads to some form of default will inevitably become a wider economic crisis if, you know, Treasury were to actually succumb to the threat.
And that, yeah, no, but that's exactly
from all fronts.
Yeah, exactly the point. I mean, the National Treasury has been very good at holding the line, and Enoch Godongwana as finance minister taking over and no dramatic change and no dramatic policy stance difference between him and his predecessor, Tito Mboweni, who through tighter budgets, I don't want to call it austerity, is trying to bring spending under control. But I think both of us have been around long enough, Boosie, to know that, you know, Treasury can't do this job by itself. The president can't do this job by himself. And unless he can get Cabinet to pull this very long and heavy train along the broken railway lines of South Africa, it's not really going to make a huge amount of difference. It delays rather than cancels out the risk of a default into the future.
You know, and I'm actually very glad that we are seeing what we are seeing playing out in the municipal, provincial government, right? I think with the municipal elections that was actually just seen, and the leadership that has actually been put in place. You know, I think that if that can probably maybe when we have our national elections escalate, you know, to national cabinet, I think we can really start seeing some changes. You know, I think our biggest weakness as a country, Bruce, is that we are precisely sitting with, you know, a cabinet that is mainly dominated by the ANC, you know, an ANC that is self-mutilating, an ANC that doesn't have a united view or vision in terms of what the economic prospects for South Africa ought to be or where we are driving the country. You know, if you ask most of them, you will find different answers, you know, and I think that is the biggest weakness that we have as the country at the moment, is that the center is not holding, you know, and because the center is not holding, this thing is coming apart at the seams. And interestingly enough, the pressure that National Treasury is facing, by the way, is not from outside, Bruce. You know, it doesn't come from the EFF, it doesn't come from the DA. You know, it actually comes from the very same, you know, ANC-led government. You know, so I think That is the biggest, I think, weakness and I think risk that we're actually facing, you know, as a country. You know, but I'm hoping that, you know, our national treasurer will actually have more support, you know, from the likes of other political parties, you know, putting pressure, you know, that we actually have to hold the line when it comes to fiscal discipline, because that is the only chance that we have, you know, as a country to actually show our international stakeholders, to show investors, to show lenders, to show credit rating agencies, you know, that we are actually serious about fiscal consolidation. Because then if we give in to the pressure of social welfare in particular, Bruce, you know, I think we are therefore going to be a goner. And don't get me wrong, you know, I understand and appreciate that it is important that as a country we take care of our indigent, you know, but let's also understand, you know, so as much as it is important to, of course, deliver on social welfare spending to address the social imperative, let's also understand that there is a serious balancing act that we actually have to play as a country. We need to probably maybe be focusing more attention on what do, you know, growth interventions that we have to put in place as a country look like. How do we accelerate the critical structural reforms that we've been talking about as a country so that we can be in a position where we see our economy growing at the levels such that it can actually absorb the unemployment that we have as a country so that you get more people into jobs? Because giving people grants is a... It's a means to an end. It can be an end in itself. You know, people are not looking for grants, Bruce. People are looking to have meaningful jobs so that they can be able to sustain their families. You know,
these exactly. There's a huge amount of dignity in work and in adding value and making a positive contribution rather than simply taking from the system. I think the vast majority of people who are receiving grants would love to contribute rather than to be on the receiving end. But you can't do it without growth. Is this a growth-minded government? And there's lots of growth talk. I'm not sure that there's much growth doing.
You know, Bruce, I'm not convinced. So there is a lot of lip service that we've been getting from this ANC national government, you know, but the doing and the implementation and the acceleration, you know, of the critical things that we need to put in place to change our economic trajectory is not following. So it seems as if CR says these things, but for whatever reason, the memo from his office doesn't cascade all the way down, you know, to all the government units. You know, you even have situations where he says one thing and you have his ministers contradicting, you know, on public platforms. So it seems as if we don't have a united view, you know, on what growth looks like or what growth will mean. You know, we have all accepted, you know, and I think Tito Mboweni used to say it, you know, and repeated it over and over again, that without reform, you can forget, you know, about the levels of growth that we actually need to attain as a country. But that message is not actually, you know, cascading down to government. So I'm afraid, Bruce, that the guard has not dawned, you know, on us yet. You know, I'm afraid that this, you know, ANC-led government still doesn't get it. But of course, you know, if you're busy self-mutilating, you won't get it now, will you?
No, you won't. Busi Mavuso, Chief Executive at Business Leadership South Africa.